The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Keeping up with the news each day couldn't be more simple than listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Likewise, our podcast sponsor, the Commonwealth Bank, is working towards becoming a simpler, better bank and is committed to the financial well-being of customers and their communities.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday, the 26th of February. In your Squeeze Today, Trump and May's deadlines, the Press Council's verdict on that Serena Williams cartoon, scalping medical appointments in China, and the Oscars. This is your Squeeze Today. The US President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Theresa May share a commonality at the moment. Both are nearing the conclusion of big deals that are currently being negotiated. Let's start with Trump, Claire, and his negotiations with China on trade.
Yeah, these aren't little deals either. They're two of the biggest deals going around, and both have seismic impacts. So we're talking about Trump's trade wheeling and dealing with China. This has been going on for a bit. Donald Trump certainly upended things when he took on China over the way that they trade with the United States, and he's particularly concerned about China's breaches of its intellectual property. What happened was tariffs were imposed. The next round of tariffs, $200 billion worth of tariffs, were due to be imposed on Chinese imports on the 1st of March, and negotiators have been really charging towards that deadline to get a deal done so that those tariffs weren't implemented. But a bit more time has been given by Donald Trump for negotiators to strike that deal with China. And certainly analysts say that it's a sign that Trump is sort of softening a little bit about that Chinese relationship.
He's got a big week, I guess, as well. He'll be distracted by his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, when we turn to the UK, we're talking about Brexit.
The nightmare continues for Theresa May, that's for sure. She's currently in Egypt with other European Union leaders. They're there for a summit, and on the edges of that, she's having all sorts of discussions about particularly this Northern Ireland backstop deal. The vote on the next round of the deal was meant to happen in Parliament this week. That's when it had been sort of penciled in, but that's been delayed until the 12th of March. Keep in mind, Brexit is due to start on the 29th of March, so there's not a lot of wriggle room.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
Yeah.
And on top of all that, Theresa May has some senior cabinet colleagues threatening to leave the government to prevent a no-deal Brexit. So she's still managing a lot of different stakeholders on
Indeed,
this.
Yeah.
It was September last year when Mark Knight, the cartoonist with Melbourne's Herald Sun, was condemned for his depiction of tennis champion Serena Williams in the US Open final. Yesterday, the Press Council gave its verdict.
It said that no media standards had been breached, and it was interesting to see in no time flat that story was actually picked up internationally. Certainly, it was all across the BBC and CNN. It was a big story back in the day and continues to be.
Yeah, that's right. On Sunday afternoon, a flight from Bangladesh's capital of Dhaka, which was en route to Dubai, made an emergency landing after a man allegedly attempted to hijack the plane. We now know a bit more about what happened.
Yeah, Mohammed Palash Ahmed is the name of the man. It's been confirmed he's a 25-year-old Bangladeshi man. He was killed by commandos after passengers, there's about 143 passengers and crew, were evacuated from that flight once it had landed. He sounds like he was mentally disturbed. He had marital troubles and was wanting to talk to the Prime Minister. So, yeah, a very sad story there. He claimed that he had a bomb strapped to him, but he was found with just a toy pistol.
And everyone on board that flight is okay. To Beijing, and hospitals are cracking down on people who line up for a doctor's appointment and then on-sell their spot in the line at an inflated price.
So how it works apparently in China is that you go to the hospital and you line up on the day that you need to see someone. And certainly when it comes to this, China is using new technologies, and in this case, facial recognition technology in hospitals across Beijing to crack down on this. And it's something that's also being rolled out as part of China's push towards a social credit, which is a system that basically they take a view of your conduct in society and make a view then about how you get access to things. So, for example, there's cases that are now becoming known where people are being prevented from making travel bookings because they didn't pay a fine. That's a fairly mundane example, and certainly there's other concerns that it's going to get more serious and more oppressive.
And as we pull the podcast together this morning, an Amber Alert has been issued for two boys aged 3 years old and 5 years old who went missing in Townsville late yesterday. Police are hopeful the boys are curled up somewhere but are asking the public to help with the search. To the Pilbara, and last year a train carrying 30,000 tonnes of iron ore took off without its driver and travelled more than 90 kilometres in 50 minutes before being stopped by BHP's control centre in Perth. Basically, they had to crash the train. What's the latest on this one?
Yeah, so when you think about bad days at work, you'd have to think in causing an accident that cost your company $600 million would have to be up there. Yeah. Yes, Peter Frick was the name of the driver. This happened late last year. He was dismissed from his role. Basically, he got out of the train to check on a wagon and the train got going again and left without him. Frick took it to the Fair Work umpire and yesterday was confirmed that a confidential settlement had been made.
And the Oscars have come and gone for another year. Best Actress was given to Olivia Colman for her role in The Favourite. Still haven't seen The Favourite. I have to see that.
Yeah, everyone talks about it very positively.
Yeah. And Best Actor, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. What else do we need to know?
Green Book was reasonably, as it turned out, controversial pick for best film. There's lots of discussion led by the Black Klansman director Spike Lee about it, whether it was a worthy winner. Netflix Roma, after spending, you know, upwards of $30 million on their campaign, did quite well, but certainly didn't win the best film gong that it was really chasing. And the other winner, of course, was Black Panther, which did particularly well in the creative awards.
But all the talk is really about Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's performance of Shallow.
Oh, yeah. And intimate is a word that keeps coming up over and over again.
Yes, that performance will dominate the headlines today. So if you see that kicking around, that's what that's about. What about the subject line?
Subject line today is nah to the R to the no, 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 which is a Meghan Trainor song, a lyric from that. It has to do with the incredible scenes from a Chelsea and Manchester City game.
Amazing. Talk about defying your boss.
Exactly. Kepa is his name. He said a big no to his boss.
Yeah, so the goalie for Chelsea refused to actually come off the field despite his manager screaming from the sidelines that he was to be substituted.
Yeah, and he's not a nobody. He's the most expensive goalkeeper in the world and Chelsea's a pretty big deal. So, yeah, it was quite incredible scenes.
That video is worth a look for sure. Thanks so much for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Jump into the Squeeze Today email. Plenty more news in there. If you open it every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win $100 to spend at Woolworths. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Superannuation can sometimes feel like just another overwhelming life admin chore. But as a member of Aware Super, you'll have access to lots of free online tools to help you, like their My Retirement Planner, which allows you to see how much you might need for retirement and comes with an easy-to-understand plan of how to get there. Read the PDS and TMD at aware.com.au.